Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to your next mission podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley, proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Hello out there and welcome to your next mission. I'm Jack Tilley, your host, and I've been having so much fun doing this podcast, and I'm so glad we can be doing it together. But please go a little bit easy on me because I'm going to learn to navigate around this new and exciting journey. Your next mission is a new program initiative for the American Freedom Foundation. We will be talking with some outstanding and interesting guests who will provide insights and real takeaways for our veterans, military service members, military spouses, and families as it relates to transitioning from the military to civilian life. We want to address the topics and issues you're already dealing with. It's my hope that your next mission podcast can be a place where we can laugh and cry together and have frank, honest conversations about questions we're all trying to answer and have some fun along the way. Today, we have a great show. Our theme is going to be education, and I'd like to bring on our two great supporters of our military from Purdue University Global, Dr. Alex Giberson, I'm going to say that correctly.
Giberson,
Executive Director of Military Affairs and Admission and a U.S. Army, a U.S. Air Force veteran. I'm Army, I got to say that. And Mr.
David. Yeah, I was in back when we were flying pterodactyls.
Okay, and Mr. David Turnbull, Executive Director of Military Solutions and a former Command Sergeant Major in the United States Army. Hey, welcome. I'm glad to have you guys out here today. And so we appreciate it. First, to start off, is there anything, I'll start with Alex. You don't mind if I call you Alex and Dave, but Alex, is there anything you just want to say to the audience before we get started here? I mean, just anything
I'm always happy to talk about education, especially when there are active duty and veterans or their families involved. It is probably one of the most important things to talk about. And I appreciate you having me here.
Well, not a problem. Dave, Sergeant Major, do you want to say something?
Yes, Amay, it's always great to see you. Thanks for letting us be part of this, your podcast series, which I'm very interested in. I can't wait till they come out here in April. I'll definitely be tuning in.
I hope you tune in. Hey, going back to you, Alex, can you tell a little bit about your transition when you got out of the military?
Well, ironically, my dissertation for my doctorate was written on the importance of having a college degree during that transition and what impact it actually has. Mine was rather rocky. I got out of the Air Force and had to get back in. You know, you're very regimented when you're in the military. You pick your service. You know what you're going to do, and you know when you're going to be doing it. But when you get out, it's, you know, there is a real adjustment period. And, you know, now I got out 28 years ago. I got out. College degree was important, but it has never been as important as it is right now to those soldiers, sailors, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen to have their education in place when they do transition out. It makes the transition a completely different event.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Really, financially, it helps you out a great deal. I mean, if you get a bachelor's degree, that's going to be $30,000 or a master's degree or a doctorate. Yours are a question. Dave, save a question.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you're earning. Yeah. You're earning at that potential from the time you get out. That's another great point.
Yeah. Dave, how about you? Transitioning.
You know, mine was very smooth. I was at Fort Leavenworth. And I was working as they were building up Army University. I was the CAC Sergeant Major there. And I started hearing about Purdue Global and what they were doing for our servicemen and women. And looking at how, as we stood up this Army University, and the goal was to do the best we could for men and women, for their college degree. And I started seeing what Purdue Global did. And then just by luck, they called me right as I retired and asked if I was willing to come on and work the military side of Purdue Global. And You know, I get to work with Alex. He's been a great mentor for me. He's been there a while, so I've only been here about 2 years, so yeah. I'm still learning. But, you know, it's great to be able to, you know, talk to servicemen and women and help them avoid the pitfalls and the roadblocks that I went through to get my degree. So I have a lot of personal knowledge of what not to do, and I try to pass it on as much as I can.
This is a question for both of you. Can you tell me why it's so important to pursue your education? And we'll start with Alex, you know, before you get out of the service and transition there.
You bet. When you get out, you've got a lot of things you've got to be doing, right? You've got to find a house or an apartment. You've got to find where you're going to be.
Oh, it's tough to, yeah.
You know, and it's just one thing that opens a door for you in your life. It's your education. That one single thing will get you started and get you earning money and into the career field that you want to be in, not struggling. You know, imagine when you get out, if you don't have a degree, you've got to add that into the mix if you want to really get ahead into the higher paying career fields.
Yeah. Same question to you, Dave. Why is that education so important?
Well, I think it's a couple of reasons. One, you know, it's a tremendous benefit that service members get, the tuition assistance. And if you're not using it, you're wasting it. If you use your tuition assistance while you're in, that gives you the GI Bill. You can pass on to your spouse or your kids. Or somewhere down the line, you want to change career paths, you can start using your GI Bill. So when we talk to servicemen and women, you know, we lay out what we have. But bottom line is, use your benefits that you're given. You're serving our country, and this is something you've earned. It's something that you should take as a gift and utilize it. And then it's going to set you up, as Alex said, in the future,
yeah,
where your aperture of what employment you can do, what career field you go into, opens up based on your education level.
Now, this is going to be a question for both of you. It was going to just be for you, Dave, but... what's your best advice to veterans regarding pursuing what college you want to pursue, like Purdue University Global? I mean, why select Purdue University Global?
I'll give the generic preparation.
Give me a good answer.
No, I'll give you an answer. It's like any investment of time and money, you got to do some research.
Yeah,
you know, you don't buy a car just because you see it. You talk to your buddies, you talk to your friends and family about their experiences of where they went to. And you want to look at a number of schools. You want to look at their reputation. You want to look at how they operate. Are you an online learner, or are you sit in a classroom like many of us older people have done?
Don't go there.
Yeah, and then find the school that's right for you. Find the degree that you want. Find out what the course load is going to be, and then look at the school. Say, is there any extra cost? Is there books, lab fees, anything else that I'm not seeing? And then decide based off the merits of each of those, looking at two or three different schools, pick the one that fits you. And that's what I tell everyone. Find the school that fits you. Don't put yourself in a position that it's not going to be suited for you. Now I'm going to pass it over to Alex, why Purdue Global, because he answers this very well.
Well, I was going to say that. I was going to get both of you, but Alex, the same question. Give it to me, Alex. I know you got a great answer.
So if I'm really going to just stick with this, I'm going to tell you that another component that I would look at is how much of my life experiential learning is going to be able to transfer in. In other words, my military education while I was serving, how much of that will come in and how does it translate into college credit? And I will say, you know, this has been the biggest issue, I think, that has faced, one of the biggest issues faced by our soldiers, sailors, and Marines, is that how do I get my training into a degree? Most universities try to shoehorn it in.
Yeah.
We've taken a completely different approach to doing this. And that's something that I'm super proud of. Our academics actually reviewed military training from all the branches, and we've actually been able to bring it into major credit, which means we've built programs specifically for service members. It saves you time and money because you're not repeating courses. You're not repeating training that you've already got. And I think everybody here would agree that military training is second to none, regardless of service branch. But at Purdue University Global, we have a dedicated team of admissions advisors. These are all predominantly veterans themselves or spouses of veterans. We speak your language. We understand your issues. We're going to help you through on getting around the work or work school balance that you need to have when you're going at this. It's a super way of learning. Everything we do is online. However, whether you're like me, one of the older folks who attends a class or not, we do one thing that's really unique. We actually have a class that you attend. You just don't have to get in your car to get there. Mm-hmm. You log in and it's live. You're going to listen to the professor's presentation. You're going to be able to ask questions just like you were sitting there. Again, you just didn't have to go anywhere to do this.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in the world, you can participate. I've actually gone to school from a barn in Denmark.
Hey, look, I'm going to give you, well, first of all, I know Purdue is a great school. I've done a lot of stuff with Purdue University Global. And I would tell anybody that's listening, if you're not thinking about going to, or if you are thinking about going to school or going to college, they're the right school for you.
Major, I got to throw in my 2 cents worth on this.
Sure, go ahead. We're going to cut in just a second. Go ahead.
Okay. So DOD in 2018 put out a survey or released a report. It takes the average enlisted person 7 years to get their associate's degree.
Oh, wow.
60% of military personnel leave the service without a bachelor's degree. I was one of those that took 7 years to get my associate's degree because we didn't have online back then. Every time you PCS, you had to reevaluate your credit, sign up for another college, and probably duplicate a number of courses. What we've done is we've cut that 7 years dramatically. And what we've done, and Alex mentioned the customized degree, what we call PME to degree, we do an evaluation, complimentary evaluation of the joint service transcripts. We review your military occupational specialty, your professional military education, any CLEPs, Dantes, or college credit that you collected along the way. And we'll tell you up front, this is the number of courses you need for this particular degree that you're interested in. And then we'll let you take a class for 3 weeks. And if that class, doesn't fit the way you like to learn or life gets in the way, you can say, hey, I do not want to continue. We don't touch the TA. We have extended, used to be a 7-day drop or add. You could drop a class in 7 days. We've extended that to 3 weeks. So you get 3 weeks of going through the course. And our program is only 10 weeks long. So you're about a quarter way through and you can decide, hey, this isn't for me or it is for me. So you get to evaluate us as you're turning your papers and getting evaluated by your professor. So I can't say it enough that the 7 years to get your associate's degree is really ridiculous. We can get you through that a lot quicker, save you time, energy, and money, and get moving on to what's next.
All right. Hey,
Mayor, I have to tell you.
Alex, we got to break you real quick. We're going to come back and I'll let you join that. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Garberson and Dave Turnbull.
Veterans United Home Loans proudly sponsors your next mission and supports our military. They are the number one VA lender for 5 straight years and have earned 4.8 out of 5 stars with nearly 255,000 reviews. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Please visit them at veteransunited.com.
We're going back now to Alex Dave, and you guys have been rolling right along here pretty quick. Alex, you had something you want to finish up with that last?
I'm exactly the opposite, right? I'm the other end of that spectrum. I'm the guy who got out of the Air Force without a degree, period, and had to go about it later on and balance and find that balance. But I wanted to touch just really quickly on what Dave said. Here's how impactful having these specialized programs that maximize the transferability of the credit that these folks have already done. Give you an example across multiple branches. An Army E6, right? Staff Sergeant, 11 Bravo, let's say. We can complete the Associate of Applied Science and Small Group Management in as few as 6 classes. Then they can stack into a bachelor's degree and complete that in as few as 10. It's an amazing program when you look at how the credit transfers. A Marine Corps E5 sergeant, 5 classes to complete the same degree. Coast Guard, boatswain's mates, they can do it in as few as 8 classes. And again, these all stack in. It just makes it so much easier for our veterans to get their, to get what they need to advance and get really to their, get the career field motivated.
You know, this podcast is so easy for me. All I got to do is ask the question and sit back and listen. Hey, Alex, nice. It's good because you can feel the passion that you have about education. That's what we want our listeners to listen to. You know, if you're a professional education program, you're helping veterans, you're helping family members, and that's exactly what we need to talk about. We need to make sure they understand that. Alex, this is going to go to you. Why is accreditation so important, and can you explain why, the accreditation?
I can. Well, accreditation is probably one of the most important factors to begin with when you're selecting any university. Educational institutions are typically going to be regionally accredited or nationally accredited. And it's a voluntary process that ensures that colleges, universities, or degrees programs meet a universal standard for quality. Really important to hear that, universal standard for quality. Now, I mentioned that there's 2 different types of accreditation, national and regional. We are regionally accredited. That usually throws a lot of confusion in the air, right? Wouldn't national be better than regional? Well, they're 2 completely separate things. Most nonprofit state universities are going to be regionally accredited, right? So what I mean by that is the University of insert state name, right? Purdue University, the same scenario. Whereas national accreditation applies traditionally to trade schools, vocational schools, and career programs that offer certifications and some types of degrees. Regional accreditation agencies oversee institutions that are really academically focused. That's the big difference.
Wow. Hey, Dave, can you tell me, what does Purdue University Global put so much, or why do they put so much emphasis on military students and families?
This is easy. This is easy. No, we have very simple, straightforward guidance from our president, Mitch Daniels. And the reason he works so closely, wants to work so much for the military, because he says it's the right thing to do. Easy guidance. As their charter is to reach out to as many people as they can, provide education, he's making it possible for us to share this opportunity with servicemen and women. And he's doing a great thing for us.
Alex, I've been reading a lot about Congress and the elimination of the 9-10 rule. What is that? What is the 90-10 rule, I guess it is?
That's a good question. I think most people don't know what that is.
I don't know.
It's a rule that refers to a U.S. regulation that actually governs for-profit higher education. Basically, it caps the percentage of revenue that a proprietary school can receive from a federal financial aid source at 90%. Now, they don't count the 10%, which must be generated from an alternative source, in that 10% at for-profits currently. So the new legislation would go into effect in 2023, and it basically includes all forms of federal financial aid, also referred to as Title IV, but in that 90% calculation. So under the current law, again, for-profit universities can use they're required to maintain that ratio of 90-10, right? 90% can come from federal financial aid, 10% from other sources. This eliminates that, or could eliminate that, from happening. And really, the bottom line there is it could really cause a lot of stress on a lot of our folks that are going to those types of universities.
Wow. I imagine most people don't know anything about that anyway. So, Dave, did you know anything about that before you went to Purdue?
No, I didn't. But that is something that again, as you do your research and picking the school, you want to make sure that you don't fall into a pitfall that you start down a road that you get tied up in something like that. And that's why I said you look at all aspects of the school and you know, get a good idea, talk to your friends and family, you know, what their experiences mm-hmm. are, and just make sure you get a school that is not in danger of any new legislation that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ultimately, you know, we've seen that the these schools could lose their ability to accept any form of government funding, and that's, I don't know if you remember ITT when they closed this door. This is a major school. You know, and their students were scrambling, and we helped both military and non-military by bringing in some of their credits. Now, I mentioned national and regional. Traditionally, national credits don't transfer into regional schools, but the opposite can be true. Regional can go into national. These folks were in a really tough predicament. We are one of the very few schools that evaluate national accreditation school transcripts. So we were able to bring in what we could. Now they've got to meet the standards, but it was nice to be able to help some of these folks. They were in a, you know, world of hurt, and we helped them when they needed it most.
Well, I did tell you just from this old soldier's point of view, thank you for what you guys are doing for all our veterans and family members. We're going to take another short break and be right back with Alex and Dave and from Purdue Global University.
The Purdue Global Advantage, a name that opens doors, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. For a personalized, innovative, and world-class education, learn more by visiting purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Your Next Mission podcast. I'm Sergeant Major Jack L. Tilley, and I'm really excited about this next segment of the show because this is where I get to hear from you. We get to hear your stories and the experiences you had so we can all learn from each other. Now, let me go back and tell you a story. And if I want you to reach out to me, please reach out to me at smatilly@yournextmission.org or write me a review on a website at yournextmission.org. Tell us a story. Send us a video or a photo, and I'll feature your story on the podcast. Today, I received an email from Kevin N. 5 years ago, I was planning to transition from the Army into retirement community. I was struck by the thought of what the heck am I going to be qualified to do? Being the typical senior NCO, I paid a scant attention to getting to TAP, and I waited until I was close to retirement before completing this requirement. Always believing I had more important things to accomplish and things that wouldn't get done without me. Let me tell you, I was wrong. If it wasn't for, a phone call from a mentor, there is no telling what I would be doing today. So my advice to transitioning service members is don't trust luck or pursue the thought that, hey, I'm a CSM or a senior non-commissioned officer. People will be knocking down doors to hire me. You're wrong. You make your own luck by hard work, hustle, networking. And the reason no one knocking on your door is because you were outworked by some other senior NCO. Take care of your next mission now. So I think that's really pretty good advice from Kevin right there. Dave and Alex, I can't appreciate you talking to us today from Purdue University Global. Let's just wrap up with a few final questions. And Alex, what? We already asked you about the 910 there again, but Alex, I saw on your website that Purdue Global has developed a special degree program for the military. Tell me a little bit about that.
You bet. That's really it's an exciting component of what we've done. Again, we tried to eliminate that transfer credit dilemma that so many schools face. When you're trying to fit PME, professional military education, into a degree program, you know, if there's no space for it, it's not coming in. Even though ACE, the American Council on Education, will assign credit to it, there's got to be a home for that transfer, that training to go into. we have taken a completely different approach to this and designed degree programs specifically for military service members and veterans. So their training is maximized. And there's several programs that go into business, right? So just for example, small group management is an associate's degree. This is probably the single best degree within that a service member can take, because think about it, small group management. It's what we did at the first level in the service, regardless of what branch you were in. That then translates into a next level bachelor's degree, both in the school of business, I mean, or wherever you need to take it to get to your desired end state. They grow with the soldier, sailor, marine as they go into their career, and they stack. So when you get out, at whatever point you get out, if you're a four-year person and you get out, your credential when you're getting out, you can continue working towards your bachelor's. You may have gotten your bachelor's, you applied yourself. If you're a sergeant major, you can get out with a master's. I mean, it stacks all the way to that level. It's such an important thing, and it saves time and money, two really critical things. Wow. But it also alleviates the need for you to use your GI Bill while you're in the service. Save that for when you get out. You may want a master's degree when you get out. You didn't have time to do it while you're in. You may want a spouse or a child to get to use it. Super benefits to use. You've earned them.
Great advice. Dave, what's the most important valuable lesson learning that you learned during the transition from the military? Can you share it with the listeners, I guess?
Most important? Wow. Be prepared. Kevin's note is something I hear all the time. Senior NCOs calling, saying, "Hey, I've been working hard for years, taking care of my service members. I need to get my degree, so I'm prepped. But now they're in a shorter time window there, and they got to sort of stress to get that degree complete. So you got to take care of yourself along the way, get that college done. I have no doubt that our military senior enlisted folks can go into any corporation and make a huge difference." Huge impact at every level from top to bottom. The problem is they need to get their foot in the door. And a lot of organizations, if you don't have a degree, you're not even going to get that first interview.
Yeah.
But once you get that foot in the door, those years of leadership, those years of knowing, understanding people, how to deal with stressful situations, how to deal with people, get them motivated, that will take over, and you will demonstrate your the benefit of having a service member or a veteran, former service member or a veteran in their organization. But a lot of times it's just that getting that foot in the door, that first interview. That's why being prepared, having that piece of paper that says you have a degree, is important.
No question about that. Here's a question for both of you. Can you leave us with some final thoughts about advice you would give to military families and in preparation for transition? Is there something, some good advice that you didn't do, of course, but you can recommend to some people or families that are veterans that are getting out of the military, service members getting out of the military? Alex, I'll start with you, Alex. Go ahead.
Okay. I think you've heard some really good advice here. One, use the Boy Scout motto. Be prepared. Second, be extra prepared, right? Take the time, use the benefit that you have while you're in the service. If you're active duty now, you need to have a plan. You have a plan for everything else you're doing. Make your educational plan and stick to it.
That's great advice. Hey, Dave?
I echo those comments.
Come on, you got to give me something else. Go ahead.
The biggest decision you have between you and your spouse and your kids is where you want to live.
Yeah.
Are you going back home? You're going to stay near a military installation? Figure that out. What's going to make you happy? Especially when you're someone who's spent a lot of time in the military, you don't always have your choice of where you're going to be assigned. So this is your first chance to be your own assignment officer and select where you're going to live. And then be prepared, as Alex mentioned, what do you want to do? Are you going to work full-time? Are you going to go back to school? Are you going to work at a job that's 18 hours a day or part-time job. You know, you got to make those decisions. But this is the first time you really have the decisions in your hand on your quality of life. Again, where are you going to live? How much you're going to work? What's your pastime going to be? Are you a big golfer or a big fisherman or fisherwoman? You know, whatever that is. It's your first time really to make those decisions on your own. And if you plan it out and not wait till the last minute, it's a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, let me say, Alex, Dave, thank you so much from Purdue University Global. I think we need to have you back on the podcast, to tell you the truth, because you have such great information for our veterans and their family members. And thanks for sharing some thoughts. And we're going to do it. We're going to get as many people into schools and education and that we can. And I just want to thank you for being with us today. And God bless each and every one of you.
If you need a firm to fight for your brand the way they fight for your next mission, it's time to call on the Cavalry. They help brands dominate, no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Please visit them at cavalryagency.com.
Thank you so much for listening today. Please visit yournextmission.org, where you can meet our key partners. All of them have services and jobs for you. Also, please follow us on Your Next Mission social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Once again, I'd like to thank Dr. Alex Guybertson and Dave Turnbull from Purdue University Global for being on our podcast and providing such great insight for our veterans. I want to end the podcast with a little story about my experiences in the Army. You know, I was in the Pentagon for 9/11, and I really, quite frankly, will never forget that day. I was sitting at my desk, and David Shad called me. He was a public affairs guy. I said, "Hey, Sergeant Major, you gotta turn on the television." And I did. And I turned on the TV, and I watched the second plane hit the in New York. And I looked at that, and I said, this is not an accident. So I told the people I was getting ready to leave, and I told the people I was working with, hey, look, this is not an accident. I'm not sure what's going on. And so I got out, got in the car, went over, and I was talking to some lawyers, which is sort of ironic. And I talked to the lawyers, and I got in my vehicle. I was coming down the hill when the plane hit. So just like every soldier, just like Alex and Dave, they go to the sound of the drums. You know, they go where the fight is at. And so we turned that vehicle around. I went over to the Pentagon, tried to go into the Pentagon. There was a guard there. He says, "Hey, stop." And as I ran by him, I ran upstairs to make sure the people I was working with was out of the Pentagon. And they was. So came back around to the front of the Pentagon with the that was still burning, and people were running everywhere. And they said there was another plane coming. And so I really actually ran too. I got down and I thought to myself, how can one plane go after me? So finally I came back up to the Pentagon, and things were sort of calming down just a little bit. The fire department was showing up, FBI, all the security and stuff, and the plane was still burning. There was a General Van Alstyne was there, and he said, "Sergeant Major, let's go in and try to get some people." So we went into the Pentagon there, and we went back, and we probably went about 50 or 60 feet. And I told the general, I said, "Hey, sir, if we go any farther, we'll be casualties in the Pentagon." So we turned around and came back out, and we just stood there. And I stood next to Sergeant Major Deborah Strickland. I know Sergeant Major Turnbull, you know her. And I stood there, and she kept asking me about, what about my husband? What about Larry? And we stood there, and they shored everything up, and then they said, "We're going to go in and start getting the remains out of the Pentagon." And they said the old guard was going to do that. And I said, "No, they're not. We're going to have Mortuary Affairs do it." And Mortuary Affairs went in and got the remains and put them in the body bags. Now, think about that. Those are soldiers. Those are veterans. Those are people that have dedicated their lives to take care of us. And I remember them, the old guard, going in there and bringing out the remains of my friends, of my families. So I'd just simply tell you, 9/11, the 20th anniversary of 9/11 is coming up this year. Don't allow yourself to forget about the kind of sacrifices our veterans and families make for us, or veterans and families make each and every day for all of us. Again, I want to thank you for listening, and thank you to Cloudcast Media for showing us the way, and all our sponsors, Calvary Agency and Purdue University Global and Veterans United Home Loans. I'll see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.